Depression is more than just feeling sad or low during tough times. Depression is relatively common, affecting more than 1 million Australians each year. Unfortunately, many people with depression don't recognize it or get help. But it is treatable, and most people with depression go on to lead happy, productive lives with the right treatment for them. Some causes of depression: relationship problems or conflict, e.g. separation or divorce, difficult and abusive relationship, jobless, especially long-term unemployment, loneliness or feeling isolated, excessive drug use, having a serious physical illness, personal factors, example such as anxiety, low self-esteem. Causes of depression may vary from person to person because of a mix of personal risk factors and difficult life events. It is also common for people to experience depression and anxiety at the same time. Some of the signs of depression are: feeling sad, flat or down most of the time, losing interest in activities you used to enjoy, feeling tired or lacking energy and motivation, moodiness that is out of character, increased frustration, forbidden drinks or drug use, changes in your weight or appetite, having problems sleeping or sleeping all the time, feeling worthless or guilty, having difficulty concentrating or making decisions, always thinking about death or suicide. Getting the wrong advice could make things worse and could take a long time for you to be at peace. So we all want real happiness and not this temporary happiness that we see sometimes. So you got a new video game or a new TV or a new phone, a new house, new shoes. You got happy, but how long would this happiness last? So what happens next? You buy a later phone, or a later TV, or a new video game. You keep buying new shoes, and this will go on and on. Are you ever satisfied with this temporary happiness, trying to fulfill temporary pleasures, while deep down, you know this is not real happiness? Here are some helpful tips for addressing depression. Number 1. Defining a goal of life. Islam teaches us that we should focus our goal on succeeding in our life to come, after this life. If we emphasize on the transitory nature of this worldly life, then most of our problems of this life lose its importance in our lives and subsequently lose their power of having negative impact on us. The Holy Quran says, "Do you suppose that we have created you in vain, without any purpose? Find out the purpose and value in your life and in everything that you are going through." 2. Have faith in God. Not shallow faith, but strong rooted faith in your foundation that is unshakable. Tackle the doubts you have through logic and reason by gaining Islamic knowledge and having a worldview. In this case, you will not have so many worries in your life such as dying or suicide or this and that. You will be at peace. Imam Ali alayhi salam says, "Doubt extinguishes the light of the heart," and elsewhere he says, "Doubt baffles faith." 3. Don't worry about your past, as it has gone. Don't worry about your future, as it has not come. The present is all you have. After every hardship, there is ease. Life is one difficulty after another, one task after another, one issue after another. However, it is important to know that while life tests us, there is ease after hardship. What goes up must come down. Likewise, tough times only means that times of ease are near. The fact is, nothing remains forever and nothing remains the same. The Quran says there is ease after hardship, and then emphasizes indeed there is ease after hardship. 4. Talk to someone you trust. Talking to family, friends, a counselor, a religious scholar can help you develop an understanding of your situation and help you move forward. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says, "Seeking advice from others is a virtue. If you do not do it, you will face a great loss." 5. No human being is burdened with trouble and difficulties that they cannot bear. The Holy Quran says, "God will never place a burden on a soul that it cannot bear." This shows that the human being can bear many unthinkable burdens that one initially feels and that they cannot bear. How many times in your life you felt you cannot take it anymore, but you lived through it. How many humans go through great difficulties in life, but live through it? 6. Develop gratitude for the blessings that God has given you. A depressed person needs a source to turn to. Turn to God for help, support, mercy and forgiveness. Always hope in God's mercy and contemplate. Imam Ali alayhi salam says, "Every hopeful person continues seeking, and every fearful one runs away." 7. Look after yourself. Eat a balanced diet. Imam Ali alayhi salam said, "Eating little is a sign of self-restraint." Exercise regularly and get enough sleep. Exercise has been shown to help reduce depression. Take time out to relax and do things you enjoy, even if you don't feel like it now. When you have depression, it can be hard to get motivated, but it is important not to isolate yourself. 8. One should do dhikr and remembrance every day, and get involved with your religious organizations, charities, or some other volunteer work. You will always feel rewarded after this. Imam Ali alayhi salam says, "Remembrance is a source of great pleasure for the lovers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala." We also have the sayings and advice from our Imams alayhi salam that cause happiness, which also some of them have been medically proven, such as taking a bath with cool water and especially pouring it over the head. Washing one's clothes takes away grief. Eating grapes helps release a lot of tensions in the mind. Eating honey has many remedies. Lighting up perfumed scents around the house have many benefits. Looking at nature and greenery, and etc.